I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, every winter, biologists at the DNR descend underground to have a look at the health of the state's bat population. That's been a pretty grim task in recent years with the advancement of white nose syndrome. But we may have a ray of hope this year. I'll explain more about it coming up. White-nose syndrome is a fungus that gets on bats as they hibernate, sapping them of their strength. It's been killing them wholesale in West Virginia over the last 10 years and throughout North America. But there was a glimmer of hope revealed in this year's bat survey, according to biologist Craig Styler.
Last survey, we were still seeing declines in most of our bat species that are affected by white-nose syndrome. We do have a little bit of good news this year. We haven't got all the surveys done. We don't have the numbers tallied yet. But some of the caves we've been to, we've actually seen small increases in little brown bats, which were one of the bats most hard hit by white nose syndrome. So it looks like, for that species at least, we may be at the bottom and may see a little bit of recovery. Numbers aren't great, but it's better than a decline.
There has always been a hope for Stoller that these critters will somehow develop some kind of resistance before they're completely eradicated as a species. Now, it's unclear if what they are seeing now is progress in that regard.
You know, we really don't know. There's people looking at that. Definitely the bats we see in winter now show less of the fungus growing on them than they did in the past, so it seems like these bats aren't getting as much fungus. It could be several things. It could be some sort of immunity. It could be that these bats just happen to pick certain parts of the cave where the fungus doesn't grow as well. And there's some work from Pennsylvania that shows that the bats going into hibernation weigh more now than they did in the past. So it might be just that the bats that didn't put on enough fat are missing, and the ones that put on a little more weight are the ones that are surviving. They just have a little more energy reserve, so it pulls them through. We really don't know what's going on.
So while there's hope for the little brown bat, one of the more common bats in the state, other species aren't doing so well.
Unfortunately, some of the other bats, like our tricolored bat and Indiana bat, we're still seeing some declines in those species. So we haven't hit bottom on those, but it's encouraging to see that at least one species looks like maybe we're at the low point and we may see a very slow recovery. I mean, these bats give birth to one young a year, so it takes a long time to build a population up again, but we're hopeful that we're seeing some of that.
The fungus was apparently imported to the United States from Europe or Asia. Bats there have evolved with it and aren't as impacted. Stoller compares the impact to when Europeans brought smallpox to America, and it impacted the Native American tribes who had no immunity or any resistance. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.